We are now joined by the winner of tonight's NASCAR Xfinity Series race from Auto Club Speedway, Cole Custer, driver of the number 07 Production Alliance Group Ford. Cole, why don't you start us off by just taking us through the race from your perspective?
We just had a super fast car all race. I mean, the guys did a great job. I mean, it was kind of, for me, I was a little bit rusty. It had been like probably 2.5 years since I've been in an Xfinity car on an oval, so I kind of had to get my bearings straight in practice, but they made some great adjustments, and we were just, when you have that great of a car, I mean, you're just trying not to mess it up, so it was awesome just to win in your hometown. I mean, that's really special.
Well, we will open up the floor to questions. If you have a question for Cole, please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless microphone to you. Start with Bob.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Why did you do this race? Did you do it just as part of the alliance to help, you know, kind of see how things were, or did you just want to feel good, you know, and have, you know, put yourself in position, a place where you've won before and you know that you run well, to maybe just get some confidence going?
A little bit of everything, I guess. You know, I think it definitely helps, you know, SHR, I think, a little bit in the fact of having another data point of, you know, things to look at. So in that aspect, and also, I mean, it's my home track. It's also, it was a big part of his Production Alliance Group. I mean, this is his home race also, so he really wanted to win at his race, so it was really cool to make that happen. And you know, it was awesome to have that all come about with Bobby Dotter, and I'm just really stoked to be back in here.
Questions for Cole?
Hi, Cole. John Palmancheri from KEYT in Santa Barbara. On the broadcast, Joey did talk about how you were coming down to run in Xfinity. Compare that, though, to tomorrow, especially with the new car. Totally different scenarios, but how does that go over in your head? Did you learn anything today? Can you apply for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think a little bit. Like, you can look at the lines and which lines worked and didn't and which lines are worked in. At the end of the day, they are really different race cars, though. So, which the package has gotten closer, honestly, to Xfinity with the horsepower and the downforce amount. So, it's not a huge jump back to back, but it's definitely those cup cars are on the edge, as we saw today. So, it's going to be an interesting race tomorrow.
Other questions? We'll go to Chris.
Yeah, Chris, NightCatchFence.com. Cole, what does it mean to you to get Bobby Dotter's first win? How well do you know Bobby, and what did he say to you in victory lane?
It was awesome. I mean, Bobby's obviously a racer through and through. He's been doing it a really long time, and to get him in victory lane was awesome. I mean, he's the greatest guy to see around the garage, and he was stoked in victory lane, so it's really cool to have that all work out.
Go to Michael.
Hi, Cole. Michael Manny, The Rich Report. This is the second time you've gotten a win here at your home track. What do you think has allowed you to be so successful at this track, and how special is it that for the second time you've gotten a win here?
First, I mean, it takes fast race cars. I mean, that car I drove today and the car I drove in 2019, and they were amazing to drive. But at the end of the day, I think I've always had a good comfort level here. I've always liked the wore-out, faster tracks, which unfortunately we don't go to many of those anymore. but it's awesome to be back here, and I would really hope that they keep this track the way that it is.
Any other questions for Cole? All right, Cole, congratulations.
Cool, thank you guys.